Do you treat many patients during the mixed dentition? Although the idea of early treatment has been challenged recently based upon randomized clinical trials, I think that most orthodontists still do some early orthodontic treatment. So if you do render early treatment, then it's routine for you to place bands and brackets on permanent teeth while primary teeth may still be present in the dental arch but not bracketed. In fact, sometimes I think our arch wires tend to prevent cleaning of some of the buccal primary tooth surfaces. Is this a problem? If plaque forms on these primary teeth, will there be a higher tendency for decalcification on these primary tooth surfaces? And is there any difference between the decalcification on a primary compared to a permanent tooth surface? Is there a structural difference in primary and permanent tooth enamel that renders one or the other more susceptible to decalcification? You know, I didn't know the answer to that question, but I found it in an article that was published in the April 2006 issue of the Journal of Dental Research. I thought this would be an interesting article for orthodontists to be aware of, since we do occasionally treat patients with a mixture of primary and permanent teeth. The title of the article is Enamel Demineralization in Primary and Permanent Teeth. This study comes out of the State University of New York in Buffalo. The lead author is Dr. Wang, who's from the Department of Chemistry at his university. The purpose of this study was to determine the susceptibility to acid-induced demineralization of enamel in vitro and the differences in ultrastructure and dissolution of primary and permanent tooth enamel. In order to accomplish their objective, the authors gathered 20 freshly extracted primary and permanent molars. First of all, the roots were separated from the crowns and the crown portion was used in the experiment. Now, this was a laboratory study. The authors applied a solution of hydrochloric acid and sodium chloride to the tooth surfaces to measure dissolution of the enamel of primary compared to permanent teeth. Then scanning electron microscopy was used to calculate the differences in decalcification between the two groups. What did the authors find? Is primary enamel more susceptible to decalcification by the acid in dental plaque than permanent enamel? The answer to that question is yes, definitely. The authors clearly found that the demineralization rates showed significant differences, with primary enamel having greater susceptibility to dissolution compared to permanent enamel. Actually, I wouldn't have thought there would be a difference, but there was. What does this suggest to us? When we're treating patients in the mixed dentition and our arch wires prevent patients from cleaning their primary teeth, they in fact are at greater risk of having decalcification and breakdown of their primary teeth than their permanent teeth. Now, of course, ultimately, this is not a big problem since the primary teeth will exfoliate and be replaced by permanent successors. But in some of these patients that are congenitally missing, for example, second premolars, we may want to maintain the primary teeth for some time. Therefore, efforts should be made during orthodontic treatment to avoid appliances that will make it more difficult for patients to clean and maintain their primary teeth. If you'd like to read this interesting article comparing the enamel dissolution of primary versus permanent teeth, you'll find it in the April 2006 issue of the Journal of Dental Research.